Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
People love accusing other people of hypocrisy, but bear with me here. Is accusing others of being hypocrites in itself hypocritical? Michael Halsworth is the author of The Hypocrisy Trap. Good afternoon, Michael.
Hi, nice to be with you.
Aren't we all hypocrites?
Yeah, we are to an extent. And that's one of the interesting things I was trying to work through here. Why is it that we hate hypocrisy so much? We condemn it furiously. We go looking for it. We see it in others' actions. You know, it's one of the worst things you can say about somebody. And yet, at the same time, we kind of know we all are. We know that some level of inconsistency is just built into our everyday lives. And so how do we stop being hypocrites about being hypocrites is one of the questions I was trying to answer.
Yes. And from your point of view, obviously, or maybe is it obviously, that there are differences between when we see hypocrisy in the public sphere and in the private sphere? Because, you know, to get on well at home, you might tell the occasional lie, you're being hypocritical there, but, you know, there might be the motive behind it might be kind.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, a few things there. Like, so with politics, we feel weird about it because the truth is in democratic societies, you know, you have to have both principles and pragmatism. You have to sort of give a clear message and then make some compromises to actually get things done. And you often hear people saying, oh, why can't people just work together and get things done? But also, why can't people stand up for our principles? So we want it both ways in our politics as well. We kind of want those incompatible things. And then we get annoyed with politicians when they don't make the two contradictory things work together. But in our everyday lives, you're right. There are times when it's just the kind of thing to be a hypocrite. You know, if you're kind of like an ardent vegetarian and then you go and see visit your kind of aged grandmother and she makes this kind of meat stew she's always made, she loves it, she thinks you love it. What's the right thing to do there? Mm. Tell her to her face, you know, this is wrong, I'm not going to have any of it, or kind of pick it and say, this is really nice. There's a level of hypocrisy we think is okay sometimes because we think it reduces harm.
Yeah. Also, I mean, if the idea of, you know, if one is constantly accusing others of hypocrisy, it's a very fixed view of a human being that were one set of ideas and that's an unchanging set of ideas.
That's right. And one thing I talk about in the book is, you know, time is a way that we explain our inconsistencies. You often think I was a different person then. Mm. I was kind of consistent then, but I changed. And that is generally thought to be a good thing. But I think also the hypocrisy trap is, you know, some criticism of hypocrisy is good. It uncovers, you know, maybe deceptions or makes people realize what's really going on, even with their own behavior. But you take that too far and it kind of gets out of control. You can have a world in which we put these kind of rigid, inhuman standards on everyone that also we kind of live up to ourselves. Or what happens is the term becomes meaningless. It's just used all the time as a term of abuse and it becomes meaningless. And we think, well, so what if I'm a hypocrite? Are you strong enough to stop me doing this thing I want to do? And that's not a great place to be in either.
Mm. And in the public sphere, particularly, politicians don't seem to be allowed to change their mind. And certainly it's a rare day when a politician says, yes, I used to think X, but now I think Y. And here's the reasons why. They'll use some other language to try and fudge that.
Yeah, I mean, in adversarial politics, any kind of weakness or inconsistency is pounced on. There's actually a study I talk about in the book, which kind of depressingly shows that if you're a politician who starts out with a very strong, clear moral principle and then you're found out to violate it. So, for example, if you say it's never okay to lie, and then you're found to have lied about your campaign finances, overall, you're actually seen as people are more likely to vote for you than a politician who starts out by saying, you know, sometimes it's okay to lie, like you have to make compromises, and is then found out to be lying. Huh. Even though that second person is less of a hypocrite, people really want a strong, clear principle up front, and actually violating it gets you less of a punishment. So yeah, all the incentives are set up to defend and pretend that you're not being inconsistent. There's a reason why, this position is kind of consistent with your last one. But we kind of see through it a lot of the time. We think that's hypocrisy.
Or is it? Well, at least initially, if you have a politician and they say, I'm rock solid on my principles and it's very clear to understand what I'm about, then a person voting for that politician can think, well, I'm kind of like that too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think people like it because it reflects back on our self-image of ourselves as like consistent people who do what we believe in and we know what we believe. It can also be, a problem. So it's a problem that Jeremy Corbyn found, for example, in the UK, when he was somebody who, whatever your criticisms of him, he made a big play of being authentic and like not being a hypocrite. You know, there's a thing about his marriage broke up because he wouldn't send his child to a private school, for example. But that became a problem later because he got forced into positions which, like Brexit, he kind of supported Brexit but didn't seem to support it. And that if you've made authenticity your key selling point, it can turn on you really quickly when you have to make the compromises in being a leader. So it's kind of it's a really strong position in some ways, but also really fragile in others.
Yeah. Actually, well, then it sounds like the trap is kind of created from the bottom up rather than the other way, and that we ordinary punters kind of make it impossible for people we vote for or celebrities or even each other to, give each other a bit of wiggle room.
Well, yeah, that's right. And also talk about businesses in the book as well. Like you saw over the last 25 years, increasingly consumers wanted businesses to do more, to take stances on issues. That's what the data says. And that businesses did it. And they came out with these kind of like very inflated, slightly annoying statements about how they're going to change the world. And then they ran into the fact that, you still got to make a profit. And they suffered as a result of it because we wanted both things to be cheap, but also to feel good about them. Mm-hmm. We wanted the goods and also to feel good. And so we kind of put that position in companies, which is almost impossible. We create the trap for them there through our kind of contradictory demands. So that's a big theme in the book. It's like, it's not just hypocrisy is something that exists in the world. It's a judgment we make about others. And quite often without knowing it, we're forcing that behavior on other people sometimes. So yeah, I kind of say there are ways you can be more consistent in your everyday life. And I talk about that in the book. There are some ways of setting your goals so you're more likely to live up to them. But one thing I also say is we need to rethink what we actually mean here and say that some level of inconsistency in our lives is kind of inevitable. And we need to choose between or identify the kinds of hypocrisy that are really harmful to society and the ones we kind of have to let go, even though we don't like them, even though they annoy us.
Mm-hmm. The book is called The Hypocrisy Trap. Michael Holdsworth, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.